Greetings. Yes, dear friend, today we do want to speak further about the human body, but from a different perspective. Please understand that there is what we will call a temporal flux of energy permeating planet Earth right now. These are not energies which you liken to solar flares, but they are other universal energies flowing through this part of the solar system. And they are causing temporal flux energies on planet Earth. So, this is like a vibration around and within Earth that is not a steady one. Sometimes it increases in frequency, sometimes it reduces. And it has a pulse of its own, where it increases, intensifies, reduces, steadies out, again starts up, and so on. And this temporal flux is going to continue for approximately 2.5 Earth years till it eventually peters out. Now, this energy is hugely beneficial to Mother Earth herself, as it is the equivalent of a revitalizing energy for her sadly depleted resources, for her earth, for her soil, for her nutrition, and so on. And actually, she has called for it. We remind you, starting last year, Mother Earth has begun to do things she needs to do for herself, rather than thinking of her various kingdoms first. She is putting herself first now, as is essential. And of course, she would never do something that would harm a kingdom of hers, but this is very, very essential for her, because this stimulation is like giving her vitamin injections that she needs on an energy level. So there is, from her core center now, a new energy creation that is beginning to emanate. And her whole structure has begun now and will continue over 2.5 to 3 years to keep strengthening. Let us liken this to someone who is very unfit and starts a program at the gym, wherein on the first day nothing happens, but as you work at it over time, your muscles strengthen, your core strengthens, your energies change, your posture improves, your digestion improves, and so on. And we are not using this example lightly, because that's exactly what's happening to her. And it's what she needs. Now, as this happens, there is naturally a fallout, because you, as beings of Earth, are also experiencing this to a lesser degree. it's not coming primarily into your core center, but because you happen to be on earth and part of her kingdom, you are receiving secondary energies of this form. So let's look at what these are going to do to the human race. First, they are going to give you, if you tune in to yourself, very, very strong urges about what you need for you. Listen. And these urges go beyond what he has described. Yes, of course, they apply to what you put in and on the body. Yes, they do. But they go far beyond that. For example, a certain vibration may come up within you that urges you to take up a certain course of study you never thought of before, or to take certain actions or behave in a manner that is completely alien to you as you know yourself now, or to function with others in a completely new and improved way. So this new vibration, of course, is not going to change you overnight, but it's going to start arising from within you. And because of this, you are going to observe over the course of the next 6 or 8 months some interesting changes, not only in yourself, but in people around you. A lot of your friends and colleagues are going to start behaving slightly differently. And remember, you are doing the same. Certain stuck, trapped issues you may have had for years will suddenly start to open up. Unusual urges will come up. And of course, your logical, older mind is going to clamp them down, saying, "Why would I bother with that?" Listen to them, because they are taking you into a new growth avenue and you have no idea where they're going. As simple as you may suddenly get a feeling, I need to join a new class, a yoga class, a dance class, a book club. It may not be about the class at all. It may be you are being led there to meet someone who is going to take you in a new direction in the future. So don't second guess these urges. Remember, if it is an urge, you're going to want to do it. There will never be an urge you don't want to do. So follow them. Secondly, this temporal flux is going to cause a different vibration to now start arising in the body. Please know that this vibration is for the best, and everyone's vibration will be unique to them. So, for example, a person who is accustomed to being very impulsive, very nervous, very traumatized, may find a new vibration of balance and center coming into him or her. Don't fight it, because that is the body giving you an indication of how this temporal flux is shifting you. And then allow that to happen. Others who are generally lazy, lackadaisical, unmotivated, may suddenly find urges to do a lot more than they did before. That's a new vibration arising within you. Follow your own urges. This is also going to change a lot of physical parameters in your body. For example, one person may find the body vibrating now at a higher frequency, where a slower metabolism now increases. And that will lead you to say, I need more food on a daily basis, or I need more exercise. Whereas another person may suddenly find the need for food reducing or the need for fresh air intensifying. Listen, because these are vibrational changes that are going to slowly start happening. And again, please remember, the temporal flux does not cause it to work in a linear manner. So, you may find for 3 or 4 days your body is very active and you're perspiring a lot. And then it will calm down again. And then intensify again. So don't worry about the frequency. That's being governed by the energies within you. Work with it. So if the body feels like activity, give it a burst of activity for 3 or 4 days. And then it needs quiet, give it the quiet relaxation it needs. But listen, listen, listen. This is also going to start strongly affecting your moods. And they are going to shift. So, go with the flow. We repeat, nothing that happens is not happening for the best. And it's totally unique to you. Now, for the most part, you will be able to deal with what's happening to you. But this may confuse you when you find friends or family members behaving now in ways you are not accustomed. You have to let them shift as you shift. And you have to find ways to accept that without judging them. The last and equally important aspect of the internal shift. This is truly a gift from the universe. Each person, and now this is common to all, each person's heart chakra is going to be stimulated to give everyone, the opportunity to love more fully and more freely. This is a gift. But always remember, you have free will. So you may find that rush of emotion coming up and the urge to express to a friend or a partner that you care for them or want to say something nice to them. But with free will, if you block that, then the love doesn't flow. So the intensity will arise in the heart. But you hold the key to the door. Leave it open. Leave it open. Now, the mental body. This temporal flux is going to do 2 things over the next couple of years. Number one, and we say this right away, the brain is going to be speeded up. New pathways are going to be created. New energies are going to be released. So, there will be a quickening of the thought processes, of the way you perceive things, of the things you want to say and do, of your study. There will be a quickening per se. Now, this has to be kept in check by you. Because the quickening will happen. But it's up to you how far you take it. For example, you may find yourself suddenly getting obsessed about a certain subject. And you want to watch films on it and read up on it and go on the net and talk to people about it. Now you can get obsessive, or you can do it in moderation, where it in fact enhances you, or you can block it and not let it happen. That's again your choice. But per se, there will be a quickening of the brain. very, very necessary for this upgrade process of moving into the fifth dimension. There is a slight downside to this. Those who already have mental imbalances may find it going further. Now, here is a paradox, because even as a therapist, when you are working with them, you will have better ways of being able to work with them, because your brain will have quickened. So you will be able to understand the situation and help them through their processes. In their cases, those who are severely imbalanced mentally, the quickening is a way of, in some ways, burning out aspects of the brain that are not needed now, so that eventually they can come further into balance. But till they get there, the road is rather long, winding and narrow. So they may get even more confused, more traumatized, more violent. But the eventual destination is again balance for them. You will also be able to sense this in the other kingdoms of earth over time. The plant kingdom. Remember, earth is being upgraded. So her soil, her nutrients are all changing, upgrading. So naturally, the plants and the grains and the fruit that comes out of the earth is going to be of a superior variety, provided it is not again tamped down with excessive pesticides and other human controls. But natural and organic aspects are going to blossom. The animal kingdom in general, particularly home pets, are going to be even more human, even more interactive than they were before, even more intelligent, even more joyous, and so on. So there is a shift. Now, lastly for today, the mineral kingdom. You, or rather some of you, already know the mineral kingdom has the highest vibration of all the kingdoms on earth, far higher than the human race. In fact, it is the most sentient and the most intelligent of all beings on earth. It just happens that you cannot communicate with them. But their knowledge of mathematics and astronomy and universal flow is far superior to yours. So, the mineral kingdom is going to get yet another boost. Because of this, minerals are going to be so potent. It's very important that you tune in to any minerals you use on a daily basis. This could be a crystalline form you keep in your house as decoration. It could be a stone you wear. Could be any mineral aspect. And ladies particularly, please, please be very, very tuned in to your jewelry and your minerals, because this year, again, with the high vibrations in them, some may not suit you very well and some will suit you magnificently. And if you wear a mineral that is advancing at a rate that is not your vibration, it could actually cause damage to you. So, the easiest way to check if you are so-called clueless is to wear that stone and just be aware of how you feel during the day. And if you find yourself feeling off mood, irritable, angry, frustrated, or tired, that's not the stone for you. for the moment. Nothing is permanent. It is for the moment. And conversely, something that makes you feel wonderful should be worn. So please be aware of this. This temporal flux is also affecting the general workings of planet Earth. It is invading, quite deliberately, the political scenario, the financial world, the educational system, and so on. And it is going to weed out that which is not needed and simultaneously infuse that which is. Now again, this cannot be done quickly. It's a process. That is why we are saying 2.5 to 3 years. So take heart, because Earth is transforming. And there is a much, much brighter future for all of you. Lastly for today, for anyone who chooses pregnancy this year or next year, the child within will have this temporal flux vibration as part of its core, which other children do not have. It's going to be a core vibration. And this new breed that will emerge starting this year will truly be world changers. Whether it is a child born to a beggar on the street or a child born to a president of a country, doesn't matter. Each in their own way will have this vibration of temporal flux as part of their structure. So automatically, they will start affecting all those they interact with, wherever they are. Some will have a wider reach, some will have a narrower reach, but this frequency will be part of them. So any mother who chooses to get pregnant this year or the next year, beware, because that child is going to urge you to change moment to moment, energetically. That child is going to make you upgrade and not tolerate old systems, old behavior, old thought patterns, old beliefs. Not going to tolerate it, just with its vibration. So, this is a brand new breed coming to Earth. Welcome it. Blessings from the energies of the Hanuman Collective today. We remind you, as many do not know this, the Hanuman Collective is far beyond your perception of a monkey god leaping from continent to continent. That is symbolic of our universal energies. We are keepers of the universal web, not the World Wide Web, the universal web. And we facilitate the smooth transfer of energy, consciousness, awareness, knowledge, wisdom, and the like throughout the universe. Webmasters, the Hanuman Collective bless you. Thank you. Lamia, talk to me after. Thank you all. Let's take a moment before we end to just send healing to ourselves first and to anyone we would like to offer it to. Let's do this mentally.